This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
There are some scriptures that you read, believe it or not, there's about a dozen that I can think of that literally make people angry just because you read them publicly. I don't know what it is. There are some scriptures you read, people think you're trying to prove a position, you're using it as a proof text to prove something. And I'll give you a simple example out of my own life, where at a wedding in Columbus, Ohio, the couple asked me to read the famous passage from the book of Ephesians where it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church." Love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Well, what does it mean to love your wife as Christ loved the church? It means to lay down your life for your wife. That's pretty heavy duty. Nothing simple about that. Nothing small change about that. But the other part of the passage says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife in the same way that Christ is the head of the church." The couple asked me, remember that, they asked me to read that. The wedding was over. I was in the foyer of the church. The receiving line was behind me. I was just standing out there greeting people who had already gone through the line. And I honestly and truly saw a woman come toward me with fire in her eyes. And I remember thinking, I really thought this, and this was a long time ago, I thinking, if she's armed, I'm dead. If she has a gun, I'm dead. And she came up to me and she put her right index finger in my face with her husband standing right behind her and said, "You ruined this wedding." And I said, "How did I ruin this wedding?" I had no idea what she was referencing. "You ruined this wedding because of the scripture you read today from Ephesians." And I'm not making this up. She said, "My husband and I don't believe that passage, and we're happy." And she turned around to him, "Aren't we?" And he said, "Yes, yes, we're very happy. We're very happy." And that's honestly happened exactly the way I described it. You see, for her, I didn't say anything of an editorial comment. I just simply read from the Word of God, and she was offended. Today is a passage like that. It's an offensive passage. If you came here today and this is your first time, it's your own bad luck. I'm sorry. It's your bad choice of picking this Sunday. And we had people in the first two services who said, "This is my first Sunday," and they said it with a smile. It's exactly where I left off last week. We're going to talk today about Jesus being serious about sin. The theme of this whole series is Jesus is. The subtitle here, Jesus is what? He's serious about sin in your life and in my life. So I'm going to read a passage of scripture that will offend people just by the mere reading of it. It's exactly where I left off last week, but I want you to simply listen to it. Today, I don't want to over-explain anything. I just want to point to it and say, here it is. It's Hebrews 10. Beginning at verse 26, "If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. Anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay.' And again, 'The Lord will judge his people.' It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." It is a dreadful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.